You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, you want my opinion on the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock debacle. Now, let me go ahead and first say this. Whether or not that was real or staged or something meant to distract the masses, I don't care about that. Why? Because that is surface level thinking. That is low-hanging fruit to get people to talk about things. No. You guys know me. I'm a deeper level thinker. I'm thinking about what's not being said. And I want to talk about the message that was sent before I go into the second half, which is the ramifications. So the message that was sent with that act was this. Black men, if your woman is insulted by another black man, then it is okay for you to resort to violence. Now, why did I include by another black man? Well, Abba and Preach pointed out that if that would have been Ricky Gervais or any other non-black male comedian, then Will Smith would not have reacted in the way that he reacted. Now the question becomes, why? Well, amongst black men, honestly, we do not see value amongst each other. We have been raised by single mothers to be attack dogs. We got to defend the matriarchy. No matter what she does, no matter what a woman does, in particular a black woman, we got to defend them, no matter what. Yeah. Yeah. So, as Mr. Palmer would say, the simp enforcer, or let's go ahead and go further, the simp enforcer programming chip has been thoroughly activated. It has been. Now you're going to see, and this is where the ramifications come in, you're going to see a marked increase in black male on black male crime, or should I say violence, due to the mouth of a woman, and in particular, black women. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There is going to be a marked increase in that particular violence. Because as we all know, a lot of women have the ability to shame black men into actions. Why? Because they're able to rouse those emotions. So yes, a lot more black men are going to end up at minimum in a cell, or worse yet, in the grave. Because trust and believe, gentlemen, there are going to be a lot more black men who are going to be set up by women. Why? Because let's just be perfectly honest. There are a huge number of women out there who are going to run off at the mouth, who are going to start a scenario, and then they're going to expect you as a black man to come in and defend them no matter what. They're going to put the battery in your back, and next thing you know, you're going to throw caution, logic, rationale out the window. I got to defend my woman. It don't matter what she did. I got to defend her. And guess what? Therein is where the violence is going to be enacted. She's going to destroy at minimum two black men and then be able to walk away like nothing ever happened and then forget about both of them and go on to destroy another couple of black men. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty sick, ain't it? The fact that not only was he not arrested, he was actually rewarded for it. And you have so many black women out there who are saying, oh, this is a good thing. And of course, the simping forces are like, yeah, he defended her. Really? 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 Wow. I mean, Chris Rock could have really roasted Will if he really wanted to. I mean, hell, after that, he could have said, well, damn, looks like Will Smith finally got the ambition of a rider. But you know what? I ain't mad at you. If he would have came back with that, he would have been a comedy god. He would have been. But, that was the message that was sent on national television. Black man, it's okay for you to get overly emotional. It's okay for you to go out and destroy another black man, to get violent with another black man. But don't bring that shit over to non-black communities, because guess what? You will end up getting handled. Yeah. Yeah. Sad. But guess what? Honestly, another day in that fiery pit called Blackistan. Just goes to show you, no matter how high of a level that a black man can get, as long as there's a woman that can get into his ear and stir up those emotions, he's no different from a street guy. So yeah, Will Smith definitely showed his simp enforcer tendencies. Because believe you me, if there was anybody who deserved to get paws put on him, Chris Rock should have been way low on that list. Now, of course, they're trying to drum up more drama, saying that there was a feud going on between them. Once again, I don't care about that. That is not the point. The point of the matter is the message was sent. Black men, enact your simp enforcement programming. Now, I'm going to go ahead and close out this rant by saying this. If you are a black man that is red pill aware, and you've either gone MGTOW, SYSBM, Itmore, hell, even Monk, I have to say this with a bit of a heavy heart, but you guys know I don't pull any punches. It's time for you to self-segregate from other black men who, in particular, are in relationships. At bare minimum, put more distance between yourself and them. Now, if you decide to cut them off completely, that's a choice that you have to decide to make. My humble suggestion, feed them with a very long-handled spoon. I've already enacted my new protocol, which is if I'm chilling with another black guy, we can be cool. But once a woman enters the fray, I'll go ahead and, you know, give them a fist bump and I'm bouncing. I will leave the scenario entirely. Gentlemen, particularly my black men who've taken the red pill, at barest minimum, start doing that. If you're chilling with another guy, cool. Once a woman enters that fray, exit the scenario, exit the scene, because nothing good will come of it. But yeah, all in all, I'm glad that I've walked away from the black community long ago. long ago. And this right here, yeah, there will be more black male bodies. There will be more black men going into jail. And guess what? The women, they will have no problems with it. So, black men, you better be really careful, because things are about to get real out of hand real damn quick. So keep your wits about yourself. And particularly to black women, the power will eventually go out. The feminism that you so swallowed will go out right along with it. And trust and believe, more and more black men are going to eventually break that simp enforcement program. They're going to reject it. And when that happens, guess what? You're going to be left to the mercy of everybody else. And with your reputation, nah, Because one day, Big Zaddy government will finally decide that you're no longer a useful tool and you will be disposed of. And guess what? You're not going to have anybody else to go back to. And that will be a serious day of reckoning in that smoldering, toxic dumpster fire called the black community. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.